Imagine boarding a plane without showing an ID or a boarding pass. Well, the Transportation Security Administration is working its way towards just that. The TSA is already using facial recognition verification at over 30 airports, and it plans to roll it out to 400 or so more in the near future. Our transportation analyst Seth Kaplan got some firsthand experience with the technology this weekend, and he joins us now on Skype. Seth, tell me about this journey on this flight you took to Mexico where you walked straight onto the plane without showing anything. Is that right?
Yeah, my first time having that happen. I've had elements of it where there's some kind of biometric something involved. But right, this was at Atlanta, boarding for a flight to Mexico City. I was connecting there. And my wife, my daughter, and I went into the priority lane because, I don't know, I'm medallion with Delta, right? Because I either fly too much and spend too much money on my credit card or something like that. And so it seemed like people in that line could try using it. Well, yeah, I just looked into something that looked a little bit like an iPad, and that was it. All three of us.
Wow.
And no passport, no boarding pass, none of it.
Well, my first thought is that it must have sped things up quite a bit. I mean, how did it change the boarding process for you and others?
Yeah, for us, it was the very fastest we've ever boarded a plane. You know, I think sometimes there's sort of this one step back before you take two steps forward with any kind of technology. And I don't know about you, Peter, but if you've flown in the past half dozen years, now we can scan our boarding passes from our phones if we have those.
Right.
But sometimes, if anything, that's almost clunkier than the paper was because the phone screen goes bad. You know, in the long run, sure, yep. It all makes sense. But this was one where I was like, wow, that worked really well, was finally really, really seamless.
It worked well, but I can hear some alarm bells ringing here in this post 9/11 world that we live in, mm-hmm. where airport security is super tight. What does the TSA say about whether or not this facial recognition software is safe?
Well, they say it's safe, if not safer than all the rest of it, because biometric security just is so particular to us, right? Our fingerprints, in this case, our face, right? We know people have stolen and falsified passports and those sorts of things in the past. It's actually harder to do with this. And they say that all of this information is going to be contained and used only for the purpose that it's supposed to be used. You can imagine a future, Peter,
right,
where just as we all worry about our social security numbers and driver's licenses and dates of birth and all the rest of it, right now, where we're, you know, someday, who knows, they say it's safe.
Exactly, Seth. I mean, there've got to be privacy concerns as well. Here, this is the government with our personal data. What do they do with it? You know, what are some of the red flags that have been raised?
Well, it's exactly what you said. You could track people in a way that you couldn't in the past. You think of a place like China, where people may have those concerns, but those concerns aren't taken into account on a big scale. I mean, there it's widespread. There are these kinds of facial recognition cameras all over the place, metro stations, airports, and so forth. And the government knows where people are at any time. Here, there are some barriers to that. And yes, you can opt out, but you can imagine those same kinds of concerns exist. And we've had that trade-off. You mentioned 9/11 dating back to that, right? Always this, you know, security versus privacy thing. And this is one more step in that direction.
And just in a word, very briefly, Seth, I mean, do you think we're headed to the point where security checkpoints are eventually just a thing of the past? That's old technology?
Well, they'll always have to scan, you know, x-ray our bags and scan us to make sure we don't have anything dangerous. But in terms of the documentation, yeah, that's beginning to go away.
Big changes here. Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you.
Thanks, Peter.